Good morning, good Chodesh. A friendly reminder that today is the 16th day of the Omer. If you haven't had a chance to count it yet, please do so during daylight hours. Just a friendly reminder, Minchas at 7:20. Learning in the Shul this week, sponsored graciously in memory of Yehuda Ben Nisim and also in memory of Mr. Barry Cantor, whose yard site happens to be today. Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas, Sara, Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are learning Masechta Negoyim, and we are in Perek Yud Dalet, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. We are coming quickly towards the end of the Masechta, so picking up where we left off yesterday, when we were talking about the different processes by which the Metzorah becomes Torah. So we ended off yesterday, after the initial process was done, there is an extra week where he is the status of Tumas Sheretz, which means that he can convey a Tumah to somebody else by physical contact. Now the Mishnah says, Bayom HaShvi, on the seventh day, Migalech Tegalach HaShniyah, Ketir Galach HaShrishonah. He goes through a full body shaving, just like the first one. Kibes Begadav Etaval, and then he washes his clothing and he immerses himself in a kosher mikvah. However, Tor Milatame Kisheretz. Once he comes out of that situation, he becomes Tor from causing Tumah like Kisheretz. In other words, he no longer is Metami people by coming in contact with him, but at the same time, Vareu Tfuyom, he still has the status of a Tfuyom, meaning that he still has a certain status of Tumah, but he cannot be metame other people. Ochel b'maiser, he's allowed to eat maiser at that point in time. Of course, that assumes to my, we're talking maiser, meaning maiser sheni, only eaten in Yerushalayim, only when he is tahor. Heru shimsho, but once the sun sets, so then ochel b'truma. Then, if the Torah was a kohen, he'd be allowed to eat truma after the second time. Right at that point, he's called a mechusar kippurim, because he hasn't brought all the karbanos yet, but he's Torah from Tumah. Ha'ivi kaparasa, once he brings the karbanos, ochal b'kachim, then he's able to eat kachim. Nimsu shalosh taras b'metzorah, so we see that there are three stages of becoming Torah. First, he's a total tamei. Then he becomes tamei like a sheretz. Finally, he becomes tahor. By the way, v'shalosh taros b'yoledes. There's also a parallel three stages by a woman who gives birth. So there's the 7 and the 14 days. There's after the 40 days. And then when she brings her karbanos as well. It's interesting, the two parallel in this week's parsha, parsha's Tazria Mitzorah. Okay, so shlosha megalchen de tegalachtan mitzvah. We know that there are three who have an obligation to shave the body, and the tegalachas is a mitzvah. The first one is a nazir, right? The nazir, at the end of the nazirus, he has to shave. The second is the mitzvah, and the third were the levim when they started to serve in the mishkan. The kulan shegilchu shelo betar, but if they did it without a razor, osha shiru shtei sairos, or they left over two hairs, lo asu klum, they did not do anything. Right? Why? Because leaving anything less than leaving anything more than one hair is considered as if you didn't do the process whatsoever. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem. We'll begin to round out the rest of the Masechta when we meet again tomorrow morning. Have a great day and a Chodesh Tov.